The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A few words about the practice this morning. Maybe it'd be interesting for you for the rest of the morning to consider this. Many years ago, I was told about some children, or youth, teenagers maybe, from New York City, who were taken to the tropical jungles of Central America to do nature walks. And the guide, who grew up in the jungle, in the woods, would point to birds and animals that were standing out in highlight for him. And the children couldn't see anything. They just couldn't see the parrots or the birds, or because they were unfamiliar, and they didn't know how to see or didn't know how to pick out different things because it was such a foreign world for them. I'm sure that if you took teenagers who grew up in the Amazon jungles and brought them to New York City, they would miss a lot of things that New York teenagers would pick up and highlight. So the idea is that there's a lot going on. And we're not necessarily picking up everything that's happening to us or what's going on. We have a selective process based on what we've been conditioned to pay attention to, what we've been taught to pay attention to, what we think is important to pay attention to. And we might be missing things because of that. And it's possible, perhaps, to train yourself to notice things that you've been missing, not paying attention to much. It's there, waiting for you to notice. And what I'd like to suggest for today is that you notice peace. There's always peace here and now. It's always a peacefulness, a tranquility, a calmness that's here. If you're not familiar with noticing it, if what you're familiar with noticing is your concerns, your thoughts, your stories of your life, the dramas of your life, your emotions. There's a lot of things people do focus on. And if that's what you're familiar with, you might not notice that in the cracks of your thoughts or in the background of your emotional life, there's peace here. And so you might in this next period of time, see if you can see if you can notice the peace that's here, how you would notice a peace, or what you would notice as peaceful. And some of that you might feel externally, perhaps, at times. Maybe you feel this room is peaceful, even though there's leaf blowers outside. I think the peace that, there's many areas you can look for peace, but the place where it's going to make the most difference is if you can find peace, stillness, calm, tranquility, in your mind, or in your heart, or in your awareness. Is there something in the nature of being aware, something in the nature of the heart itself or the mind itself, that no matter how agitated you might actually be, not to deny the agitation or to override it or push it away or something, but in the midst of it, around it, under it, above it, containing it, something. Is there some kind of peace that you can get a taste of, get a sense of? Maybe not dramatically, but a little bit. So I hope you enjoy your morning. Thank you.